Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air.
So you may know that the ref chair, no, not the ref, CEO, was suspended last week. That was after the board decided to suspend him with full pay. The chairperson of SCOPA has been looking at what's happening at REF for some time now. And we've asked him to come on the line to just give us a sense of what actually is going on. You may also have seen reports all of last week where some are saying, no, this is, you know, to intimidate him. He was onto something and the board was trying to cover up. Well, I'm not sure it's that simple. On the line with us is Chairperson of Parliamentary Standing Committee on Public Accounts, Songezo Zibi, who's on the line with us this evening. A very good evening to you, Songezo. Thank you so much for your time.
Pimaro, good evening. It's always good to chat to you.
This REF story has been unfolding before you since you've been a SCOPA chair for a while. And I couldn't keep up with the rot in REF. Your broader sense of what is actually going on there, please. And I know when I say broader sense, the question is, where would you begin? But maybe, you know, let me give you room to give me a sense of what do you make of what's happening there?
And look, there are two sides to this, and there are potential or seeming contradictions in the story because the road accident fund pays out a lot of money to claimants. It's also a lawyers' festival.
Yeah.
So the people who claim from the road accident fund, the lawyers inflate their claims. They ask them to claim for more than they should claim for, and so on. And the chief executive of the Road Accident Fund always speaks about that.
Yes,
so
he did.
For any of the listeners who are wondering whether that's true or not, in light of what I'm about to say, it is true. It's that, and it's what is called medical legal claims, where people claim against the health department. There's also lawyers involved with that. And those lawyers don't pay their own clients. They keep the money. They use it and so on. That's one part of the story. That's well known and well documented. And the committee has called the Legal Practice Council to come to Parliament to explain themselves in June. That's one side of the story.
Okay.
What the drama was about last week is about the other side of it, because the lawyers who make claims against the Road Accident Fund have to come up against the Road Accident Fund's own lawyers.
Yes.
And what the Road Accident Fund did is they dismissed the panel of lawyers who were defending matters by the rogue lawyers against the Road Accident Fund, and also the normal claimants who have a justifiable claim and so on. They dismissed that panel and did not replace it with anything that worked.
And what was the reason behind that, Songezo?
It's never been clear to us. They said it was costing too much. The problem with that argument is that the default judgments, which is what happens when you don't defend a matter in court.
So they don't appear defend.
They don't appear and defend the matter.
Yeah.
As a result, they must now pay over 4 billion rand.
To claimants.
To claimants.
Sure.
And their lawyers. So while they complain about the one thing, they don't. They're not doing the homework on the other side. That's the one thing. The second thing is that the Road Accident Fund deals with two things in the main. It's processing claims and defending matters in court.
Yeah.
They don't have a chief claims officer. They don't have a head of legal. The person who oversees the legal department does not have a law degree.
Sure.
She has a degree in HR and an MBA. Which explains the 4 billion. The last thing I want to say, there are many, but the last thing I want to say is it used to be much simpler for PIMELO to make an application with the RAF without a lawyer. The Road Accident Fund has made it more complicated.
That's a contradiction.
To submit a claim.
Yeah.
And therefore you have to have a lawyer to process a claim. And then the chief executive goes out and says, but the lawyers, too many lawyers and so on.
Yeah.
So it's a mess. Bottom line is the Road Accident Fund doesn't have a legal department in effect, is not defending matters in court. Even when they appeal a matter in court, they don't go show up to argue, to explain why they are appealing, which means they then have to end up paying the money plus interest plus punitive costs, which is how the money accumulates.
Escopa, you've asked them to come and respond to a couple of these, and some of the claims that were made was on, I think, three legal firms that were disproportionately being, briefed by REF. Did you get satisfactory answers when you asked them to explain why they had these, particularly the three firms, being disproportionately briefed?
So the first thing, Pimela, is that they wouldn't give us the information at all.
Okay.
We first asked on the 16th of November. I sent them a letter to ask them to give us two lists, the lawyers that represent claimants and the lawyers that represent the RAF.
Hmm.
They gave us the claimants list. They didn't give us a lawyer that represent the RAF.
Hmm.
Then they eventually appeared before the committee in March. We asked them for the same list. They didn't have it. They didn't produce it. We asked them to send it to us immediately. They didn't. So last week, we eventually said we're not continuing with the meeting. You guys open your laptops, get that list, give it to us now. What we found is that out of a legal expenses of 104 million, only two law firms had about 85 million of the business.
Wow.
Which is disproportionate if you have a panel of attorneys numbering 43, which means the rest of the law firms either get nothing or get crumbs. Now, the Road Accident Fund matters are generally the same. You can appoint them on a rotational basis.
Mm-hmm.
The explanation given by the Road Accident Fund was that they were dealing with particularly complicated matters. I then asked them to send me a breakdown of the legal costs.
Mm.
I must tell you, Pimelo, they sent me the spreadsheet. I have gone through it. What they said in the committee is not true. They could have given that work to other law firms as well.
It wasn't complicated, so to speak.
It was not complicated. There were some cases, there's one or two big cases, but out of over 3,000 invoices, the big cases were maybe, 40 invoices.
So the board itself, which has now since suspended the CEO with pay, how do they account for what's happening there?
So my observation is that for a long time, the board relied on the executive. So the tail was wagging the dog.
Mm. Mm.
And I'm making that conclusion from some of their answers in the committee. For example, I asked them if before they sued the Auditor General,
yes,
the board made its own decision about whether the executive was right or not, and they said no, they didn't. They relied on the executive and the legal opinion the executive had obtained. That's just one example. The second example is you can't not have a chief legal counsel internally for 2 years. South Africa is saturated with lawyers. There are just too many lawyers in South Africa. Anybody who tells you they couldn't find a lawyer to employ in 2.5 years, they did not want to hire one. I think KFM listeners know a lawyer who's struggling to find a job.
Mm.
We're not even looking for those. We're looking for people with experience who've litigated these matters that they could have hired. They did not hire them. In that time, they've accumulated this 4 billion that I'm talking about. Now, a qualified attorney with experience would have handled the same matters differently and saved taxpayers a lot of money. Let me say, in this budget is a fuel levy.
Mm-hmm.
about 3 rand something of that fuel levy, or nearly 3 rand, goes to the road accident fund out of every liter. And the road accident fund wastes money in the way that I'm telling you. And people are going to be upset with the finance minister, not the road accident fund.
The Legal Practice Council is seeing you in June. When is REF coming back to Scopa?
So the road accident fund is supposed to the deputy minister, who has been delegated by the minister to look after the road accident fund. Mm-hmm. Has got until Friday this week, okay, to tell us how they're planning to remedy the situation of the road accident fund. As Parliament, we cannot instruct them specifically on what to do. Mm-hmm. We can instruct them to solve the problem and tell us how they're going to solve the problem and by when, so that we can hold them accountable to that. So we are expecting a letter from the minister, mm-hmm, by Friday. I have been assured that they will tell us before Friday.
Looking forward to that engagement. Thank you so much for bringing our attention to all of this. The chairperson of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Public Accounts, Songe Zozibi.
Point of View
on Kaya 959
with Pimelo Modime.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. You may have heard our conversation with Songe Zozibi, who is a chairperson of the Parliamentary Standing Committee on Public Accounts. And he was giving us a bit of background on the back of the suspension of the chief executive officer of REF, who was suspended last week with pay, we were told, by the board. And he actually is on the line with us. I may add, we had been trying to get hold of him since last week, but we are really grateful that he has called in. Colin Setswalo, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and good evening to the listeners.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you have come on to the show. We had tried to get hold of you and we were told that you were not available until further notice. So thank you for coming through.
Okay, that's what you are saying, but that's fine.
We can share our communications with your people. I'm sure you've already received that from our producer.
No, I'll check it. All right, please do.
Yeah,
that's fine.
All right. In fact, the reason we had asked you to come on was not for this when we started asking your team. It was because we had a conversation with our legal expert on matters to do with REF, obviously, and payments and all of that. So actually, part of the reason we had asked for you was actually not about this, because the suspension had not happened. So we've been on that for a while. So we're glad you're on the line now. And you wanted to respond to Mr. Zibi.
Yeah, Mr. Zibi must stop lying. Okay. So firstly, I'm not suspended.
Oh, okay.
I'm told I'm on special leave. Okay. If you listen to the Scopa hearing and certainly the letter I've received, that you're on special leave until further notice. Mm. The things he keeps on saying out there, he must not go out there trying to raise money for election for the next year using my name. He must convince South Africans with his abilities to be able to do the work. That's the first part. He is a chairperson of Scopa. Mm. I doubt he has got authority from the committee to come and talk about these issues, because I don't think that committee members would have agreed with him in the desperate remarks he's making about us in front of Scopa. And he must distinguish between him as a chairperson of the portfolio committee and him as Songe Zozibi. I've got my own views about Songe Zozibi, the person, mm-hmm, and I've got the respect that I have for that chair he sits in as a chairperson of Scopa. Mm-hmm. He goes out maligning me, and he goes out maligning women executives of the RAF. And I'm saying that he must not be coward. He must not allow people to come in front of him, not allow them to speak and speak on their behalf, and then take those things out there. The thing that he's doing to Ms. Mampi Khumalo, who, by the way, is an MBA graduate from GIPS, with her master's thesis having been passed with a distinction, that is also published, is something he must produce his own qualification. He must stop this thing of, I mean, even with our CFO, he said that our CFO just keeps quiet and sits there. A CA with more than 16 years of experience. I find it very strange that people like him could do that, especially in spaces where people believe that black people must advance the cause. So when you attack African executives like that, what are we trying to say to the children of the township? That they can't be executives? Because by definition, when they are black, they're incompetent? That's absolute nonsense.
So I don't know to what extent you want to discuss some of the details. Why were you put on special leave?
I don't know.
So the board did not. Let me
explain this
yes.
to you. One is that the RAF over the past 5 years has achieved 84.5%. It has saved about 50 billion. It has reduced legal fees by about 30 billion. Okay. Medical costs by about 14.5 billion. What we have paid to foreigners by more than 4 billion in the last 3 years. So I'm telling you, we are talking about an organization that is functional. When we arrived at the RAF, it was collapsing. Mr. Zivi must tell you differently. Now, I'm surprised myself that I went for my 360 assessment,
mm-hmm.
Which means that it is after, you can only go to the 360 if the board has decided to reappoint you. And I was taken to the 360. So I'm waiting for the outcome of that 360 and the reappointment process to be finalized.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this. By the way, the very same board on the 29th of April were quite excited about our performance over the last. And even on the 27th, the very same chairperson said to me that I have led the RDA. Mm. The RAF, mm-hmm. even strong executive, even in turbulent times, for us to be able to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
So then there is an issue about the SIU, which is neither here nor there, by the way. The decisions that I have taken, for instance, of recommending the Johannesburg office to move to a government employee pension fund building, was supported and approved by. On the 29th, that very same building was extended for another 18 months. So if the investigation of the FIU is about decisions of the board, they are not my decisions.
Yes.
I can't sign anything of 75 million. It can never happen. So the reality is this. People are trying to scapegoat me. Now, on the 20th of May, the same board is the one that decided not to go to COPA. Zivi must give you the letter written by the chairperson of the board to him. In conclusion, he says we have taken a decision not to come,
mm-hmm.
as we can't deal with an ongoing investigation.
Mm-hmm.
He then writes back to them and he says, I am not going to deal with matters that were discussed on the 25th of April,
mm-hmm.
only to bring them there and ambush them with the same question. So the decision of the board of the 20th of May today has not been rescinded by the same board. So they took a decision we are not going, and suddenly they were going. And then, for some reason, when we are supposed to go and appear, then I get a letter that says that you are on special leave. When I am already in Cape Town, waiting to hear my well, they are not going to muzzle me. That will never happen.
Were this you waiting to appear before SCOPA?
Yes, I was there. The letter sent to me at 10 to 11 at night.
Yes.
I can't see it. I only see it 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Then, of course, I can't go there because I'm told I'm on special leave.
Hmm.
But you see, there is an issue of corruption that people want to keep quiet about. I've released a tape of two judges talking about the RAF and the kind of things that they do there. No one is speaking about it. People are going under. They are talking an ostrich pose to that. I'm saying, I have made this thing. I have substantiated it with evidence. People must deal with that. Okay? So if they think I'm going to keep quiet, they've got something coming. I am not going to be muzzled. I will never keep quiet. And if it's about black law firms and there's another issue about it. It goes on around this black law firm. A black law firm, Pimelo, makes 25 million in 2 years. Then a white law firm makes 550 million in 2 years, and they focus on this black law firm. Because in their view, blacks are not supposed to be briefed. We must brief white law firms. White law firms make money from filling forms.
Are you going to request to appear before SCOPA, even as you are on special leave?
I can.
Yes.
Let them call me. I'll go there. I am on special leave. I'm not outside employment.
Yeah.
They must come, and there I will answer that.
Yeah.
And he must allow us to answer our questions and stop speaking on our behalf. so that we can answer him. I am just sick and tired of this. And he goes to Twitter, and then he uses these things that happen at Scopa in his personal Twitter account. We have got views about it. Some of us have never been given money by any white person to do anything. We can't say the same about him. So he must come here as a person. We'll deal with him as a person. If he wants to attack me, my person, he must come. And let's have that debate. I have never feared from anything. I'm not going to be fearful. I respect everybody, but I'm afraid of no one.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on this evening, and thank you so much. Mr. Lozolo, send those tapes to us as well, if you're willing, and let us know if you want us to have them published as well. But I appreciate you coming on this evening. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Collins Lozolo, who is a REF CEO, who is on special leave, as he says, and we'll obviously keep an eye on the story.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.